Good morning. Good morning to our listeners. Welcome to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And yeah, I think it's the right time to thank Matthias Angala. It's the right time to thank Matthias Angala. And it's your time to have this morning economic conversation program that is running from 6 o'clock until 7:30. And this is a platform that we discuss economic matters and everything that is related to bread and butter issues. Yeah, it's the 6th of August 2025. We are moving toward the end of the year. And it's very important always when you are waking up to make yourself reflection, to see what have you done, what have you done right in this year, what you have done wrong, what lesson can you learn, and how is the future looking like? Because it's always very important to look at the bigger picture. It's always very important to look at the bigger picture, because every day comes with its own problems, and it's also its own fortune. But it's always very important, particularly when we are looking at the progress of the year. What have we done? What have we done right? What have we done wrong? And what can we do, particularly when it's coming to looking at the future, looking at the bigger picture ahead, and what is your contribution to the national development? So, this is your economic conversational program. This is your economic conversational program. This is the program that we discuss everything that is related to business, everything that is related to the economy. We look at governance issues. We look at domestic affairs. We look at, you know, SME development. We look at the participation of citizens in the economy. We look at banking institutions, from central bank, commercial banks, and also to non-financial institutions. Look at issues of insurance. We look at, you know, political communications which affect, you know, bread and butter issue. And we look at various aspects. We also look ahead in terms of how is our country relating to other countries. We look at trade policy. We look at international relation policy, that is known as foreign policy. We look at global institutions, particularly financial institutions, World Bank, IMF, World Trade Organization, and BRICS. And we also look at a bit of geopolitics, how the decisions of global power players affect the Namibian economy, how are the decisions of global power players affecting the Namibian economy, and how can Namibia navigate through that, you know, changing world. We look at everything that has to do with development. We are saying as long as the country is where it is today, as long as Namibia is where it is today, we find it very crucial and very important also to make sure that we bring about these discussions, to make sure that we bring about this discussion which look at development at all sectors, not only development in terms of GDP, not only development in terms of the economy, but we look beyond the economy, we look at infrastructure development, and indeed we look at human development, where a human being has basic needs, food, shelter, security, and also being able to participate, to practically participate in the national economy. And yeah, we are saying where we are now as a country, looking at the issue of unemployment, looking at the issue of energy, looking at financial system, looking at how we are ranked by global financial institutions, and also looking at the recent issues such as reclassification of Namibia from upper middle income to lower middle income. We may have debates about that, but whether it's positive debates based on classification or negative debates based on classification, at the end of the day, everything end up to not so good news, because we are at the wrong category, and we need to improve based on that. And we don't only criticize, and also looking at where it needs to be done. We also praise those who are doing well. We give comment to those who are doing well, especially in national economic development. We praise those who are doing well. We also analyze national policies such as NDPs, and how we can navigate from that. And yeah, after a conversation that we bring about, we always make sure that we open the line so that our listeners and those who are interested to communicate, they can be able to give their opinions, give their views at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. You have your democratic right to express your freedom of expression, and you can only do that by giving your input after a very deep conversation. Because we believe that, you know, for us to move forward in this world, for us to move forward, for us to develop Namibia, we need different opinions. That's why in a democratic establishment, there is always a respect of different parties with different ideologies to come on the table and listen and give their views and opinions to say this is how things should be done and this is how we can come up with these policies. That's why at Eagle FM also we give you an opportunity to express your views. You don't necessarily need to agree with everything that we bring on the table, but if you have a different opinion about a topic that we are discussing about, you are more than welcome. You are more than welcome to give your input, to ask questions, to give your constructive criticism, and also to educate, because that is the only way that we can create knowledge. That is the only way that we can also find innovative solutions. So yeah, before we go to the conversation for this morning, for those of you who are coming on the radio for the first time, this is Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 7:30. Yeah, like we're always saying, before you go to the conversation for today, make sure that you follow Eagle FM Namibia at all our social media platforms. Follow Eagle FM Namibia on Facebook, follow us on LinkedIn, follow us on X, follow us on Instagram, because for those who are following you will also be able to follow us. Those who are following you will also be able to follow us. Then you will not miss out, particularly when it's coming to economic updates, updates on governance, updates on sport, food security. And you'll be a very good citizen who have economic insight, business intelligence, and have access to right data so that you can expand your research and also make your personal, business, and professional decision that will be productive, because you made them not based on emotions but based on data, based on analyzed information, and you'll be a good citizen. So apart from liking and sharing our page, we also have the Villager newspaper. That is an e-paper which is coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. And the Villager newspaper, you can access it in a digital version by just subscribing or sending your name to this number, 081-200-4144, 081-200-4144. Send your name there and save that number as contact. And every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday morning, you will be sent the Villager newspaper, which is an economic paper, discuss domestic economic activities, international relation economic activities, and also issues of, technology, issues of mining, issues of energy, and issues of governance. So download the Villager newspaper, subscribe to the Villager newspaper, like the page of the Villager newspaper at all our social media platform, and be a very good citizen who understand economic matters. And yeah, there are also those who are asking to say, Eagle FM Namibia, why are we not connected to you? We are indicating to you that in a situation that you find yourself that the frequency is weak or the frequency is not reaching you, make sure that you download Eagle FM app. Make sure that you download Eagle FM app. And just go to your Play Store, download the Eagle FM, Eagle FM Namibia. Then you can download the Eagle FM app, put it in your phone, and when you download the Eagle FM app, you'll be able to listen to the program which are on air. And you can also be able to listen to the previous program through accessing the podcast. And what is very interesting is that in the situation that you are busy, you make it very easier for you to listen to previous program by looking at podcast at your own time and at your own pace. Last but not least, before you go to the conversation for today, there's also Imba app. Imba app is a smart way and a digital version of accessing a hymn book. And when you find yourself at the situation that you do not have a hymn book, that is in a hard copy, make sure that you download Imba app And when you download Imba app, you make your life more easier because you have access to the digital format of Hymnbook. That is not only in Oshiwambo, that is not only Hangano, but we have Chirero Maimburiro, we have Afrikaans, English, Silozi, and many other local Namibian languages. So don't worry if you do not have a hard copy Hymnbook, because the world of advancement and technological advancement has brought you new smart way and easy way of accessing content of what is needed, particularly when it's coming to a Hymnbook, and download Imba app and make your life more easier. So we are here until the hour of 7:30, and let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, we'll look at international news. Look at international news. What do we have? What do we have in terms of trade? What do we have in terms of governance? What do we have in terms of economic, you know, policies? And we'll go directly to the conversation for today. So stay tuned, stay tuned. We are here until the hour of 7:30.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Yes, we are continuing with Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe, and we are here until the hour of 7:30 this morning. And let us start with what is happening in Ethiopia. Let us start with what's happening in Ethiopia. It was indicated that Ethiopian government or Ethiopian court sentenced 5 people to death due to human trafficking. And as you understand that, not 2 days ago, when a boat of around 140 migrants sank in on their way to Yemen, as they were illegal immigrants who were trying to escape Ethiopia and also try to find better opportunities in the Gulf States, better opportunities in the Middle East, but unfortunately, they were accidentally, and the boat was drowned, and a lot of people lost their lives, and Ethiopian court have sentenced around 5 people to death, and just, you know, in one day, the court has already made that decision to make sure that they set the precedents, particularly when it's coming to human trafficking. Because it was noted that, you know, those people who were lured to be given opportunities in the Gulf, some of them, they end up become, cheap laborers there. Some of them, they become prostitutes. Some of them, they do works which are illegal. And yeah, that is what's happening from Ethiopia. And let us look at this.
In an unprecedented move, Ethiopia has handed down the death penalty to five individuals convicted of organized human trafficking, the first such sentencing in the country's history. These convictions relate to the perilous eastern route many migrants take each year crossing the Red Sea from Djibouti to Yemen en route to Gulf State for labor or domestic work. The announcement follows a tragic maritime incident off Yemen's coast where at least 76 migrants, mostly Ethiopians, died after their boat sank and dozens remain missing. Justice Minister emphasized that this is the first enforcement of the death penalty for people trafficking in Ethiopia, a nation that retains capital punishment on the law but rarely enacts it. The last known execution occurred in 2007. While the court did not disclose specific details about the convicted individuals or charges, the move reflects a growing government effort to combat migrant smuggling networks.
Yes, that is what's happening from Ethiopia. What's happening from Ethiopia because human trafficking is one of the very dangerous, it's a very serious crime in Ethiopia, not only in Ethiopia, but all over the world. And that court can take up to death penalty decision, especially if you are caught participating in human trafficking. Participating in human trafficking, especially to women and young girls, and also youth, particularly those who are desperate of getting jobs. And if you are caught, like the response of those who were lured to go to the Middle East to get work, but majority of them did not reach there. And around 140 people became victims of, that accident. And it was also indicated that, you know, those people who are being smuggled from countries such as Ethiopia, they don't use the main road. They use those secret roads and use unsafe boats. And in most cases, they encounter, accidents. And most of them, they don't reach the end. So that's why, in that regard, Ethiopia decided to sentence five people to death based on human trafficking. That is what the law is saying in Ethiopia. That is what the law is saying in Ethiopia. But if you compare it to Namibia, Namibia has a law that will not allow you to send somebody to the grave, even if that person killed 20 people, because of the law. Because if you look at Namibian constitution, especially Article 6, that is protecting the life of individuals, protecting the life of Namibians. They say no court or tribunal have the right to send somebody to death, no matter the crime that you have committed. So I think it's very important to compare with other countries and also to see what are some of the mechanisms to deter the criminals to participate in these, criminal activities. And you find a lot of people are saying, no, death penalty. But if you need to read the constitution and also see where we are standing in terms of that, and what are the negative and the positive thing about that sentence, compared to other countries. If you go to United States, for example, because United States has more than 50 states, and within every state they have their own internal laws, although it's a federalism, but they have their own internal laws. You find some states where they have death penalty, some state they legalize prostitution, some state they don't do that, some state they legalize certain drugs, and some state they don't do that. So it's always very important to make sure that you do that that analysis and you see how the world is operating, because you can commit a certain crime here in Namibia, then you become a bit safe. But if you go to China, for example, then the law there, you end up meeting your maker, or the law there, you end up becoming so harsh where you take them for granted though. So that's why it's always very important to see, especially those who love traveling, to say that when I'm moving to this country, what are the laws of this country saying? If I'm going out to do business in this country, what are the laws of these countries are saying about certain things. Certain things that you see normal here in the country, not normal in other countries. So, apart from that, let us look at trade relations. Let us look at trade relations, especially when country like South Africa is around a few hours before those tariffs imposition become effective, before 30% tariff imposition from the US become effective. But however, President of South Africa is saying there's still time, there's still room for negotiations. There's still time. However, while they are negotiating, they are also looking for other opportunities. But let us go to a short commercial break, then we can look at that.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts or previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not a fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, let us look at South Africa. Let us look at South Africa. Let us look at our big brother, especially for the past 6 days. They've been trying to negotiate with the U.S. when President of United States of America, that is Donald Trump, stated that or decree 30% tariffs on everything that is exported to the U.S. market by South Africa. Everything that's exported to the U.S. market by South Africa. And there are fears, as analysts are saying, around 30,000 jobs may be lost. 30,000 jobs may be lost due to that. And President Cyril Ramaphosa, although disappointed, have been always indicating to say there are still rooms for negotiations. They are still trying to engage the U.S. Government at the different platforms. They are still trying to engage the U.S. government at different platforms. And it also indicated that, in this regard, South Africa is also looking for new allies to trade with, while also negotiating. Because it's, you can't be naive, believing in hope, but you can already see that South Africa has a backup plan, or is trying to work on it's a different game to make sure that although this is going to hit their economy, they are going to have a different way on how to shift their trading routes and also how to trade with other countries.
Shifting focus now, after multiple failed attempts to strike a trade deal with the U.S., South Africa has been slapped with a 30% tariff on its exports. It's the highest imposed among African nations. The tariffs will take effect on the 7th of August. They will target South Africa's key export sectors from automobiles to agriculture. With industries at risk, Pretoria is scrambling to respond. South Africa has rolled out emergency measures, including an export support desk to help companies to find alternative markets in the rest of Africa, Asia, and West Asia. President Cyril Ramaphosa says a support package for affected exporters is being finalized, with details expected in the coming days. He called the U.S. tariff move a trying moment for South Africa. The United States is South Africa's second largest trading partner after China, importing a range of goods including automobiles, iron and steel, citrus fruits and wine. The biggest hit will be on the automotive sector, which accounts for billions in exports. Agricultural products like citrus, wine, nuts and beef will also be affected. Central Bank warns the tariffs could cost up to 100,000 jobs, mostly in these two sectors. However, South Africa says that some exemptions have been made, including copper, pharmaceuticals, semiconductors, and certain critical minerals. But for most exporters, the move spells the end of the African Growth and Opportunity Act, or AGOA. It's a program that allows duty-free access for African nations to U.S. markets. The plan is set to expire in September, and Trump has shown no willingness to renew it. Many South Africans are now worried about the potential job losses and threats to their businesses.
I'm concerned about it. So I am from a farming community. My parents are farmers. We know the citrus industry very well. Very concerned for the citrus industry, as they do export a lot of products to America. And they do employ a lot of people. So that is a big concern. Obviously, there are plans to supply this year. So what's going to happen with all that product? I also work for an American company, so the impact on me personally is also quite concerning. You know, how is the future looking for my job?
And then 30% is drastic, so a lot of people are going to lose jobs, and already the government is struggling to create more jobs, as it is. And I don't see them creating any more jobs again. So it's going to probably be up to the entrepreneurs. Entrepreneurs are going to have to somehow find a way to bring back the economy, but then at the end of the day, a lot of people are going to lose.
Despite the tariff decision, Ramaphosa insists the door is still open for negotiations. South Africa had...
Yes, you heard it yourself. The door is still open for negotiations. If you are calculating very well, there is no more than 24 hours before the tariffs start to be effective. Start to be effective. However, Ramaphosa said that the door is still open for negotiations because, you know, they are saying in politics, one day in politics is equivalent to 1 year. One day in politics is equivalent to 1 year in real life. 1 year, because one day in politics is equivalent to 1 year because they are saying, you know, a lot of things can happen within hours. A lot of big events can happen within just one day in politics, because when Ramaphosa is saying the door is still open, every second, every minute means a lot to a negotiator, and anything can happen, and believing in hope alone is a bit of being naive, but also hope with actions. That is why they have trade help desk, where they are trying to make sure that they look for different opportunities, or they advise businesses that will be impacted by this tariff. So something that we need to look at, and it's also something that, especially in Namibia, it's also something that, especially in Namibia, we need to look at it. That is something that we need to look at. That's something that we need to look at, because when you listen to what was said, by President Ramaphosa, is that the door is still open, but there is still few hours before the tariffs of the U.S. Against South African export to the U.S. market is implemented. So that is something that we need to look at. And what can this mean to Namibia also? Because if you listen to one of the citizens who indicated that a lot of people are going to lose jobs. And is it the job of the U.S. to make sure that you have your jobs in order? That is a question that you need to ask yourself. What do you do for your country to make sure that you are standing on your own? Because we like blaming people, but what did we do? It's a situation with us Namibians. What have we done for the past 35 years instead of relying on international companies, relying on other countries? But what have we done? Can we stand on our own? What have we done to create project that can work for ourselves. We spoke about value addition, but what did we do to come to that context? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. You can engage us in this in the studio at 083-288-401. So, let's go to a commercial break. Then from there, we will look at what do we have on the table today. What do we have on the table today? As today we will speak about we'll speak about simplification of developmental directives, simplification of developmental plans and communiques. Why it is very important for policy directions to be simplified. What is the relationship between communication from the presidency, for example, with an ordinary person on the ground? Is development based on how good you speak English or how citizens understand your vision and can also be able to follow your vision? We are going to make a comparison with the private sector, particularly financial institutions. Because, you know, yesterday I got into the conversation with one of the economists from Bank of Namibia. And one of the things that we spoke about is that you guys do very well in terms of your planning. You do very well in terms of the way you draft your policies and your strategies. But you speak about, for example, a strategy that is based on inclusive financial, inclusive financial access. But the way you communicate, the way you write, the way you draft your document is so difficult to understand, so difficult to comprehend, because you write in your technical terms, but how do you simplify that to an ordinary person? How do you simplify that to an ordinary person? How do you make a person understand? Just for example, somebody who is at deep down at the farm in Omaheke there, maybe the person just end up until grade 8 or grade 6. But there is something that he is part of. He has to make sure that he participates in something like BON Financial Sector Transformation Strategy. How can that person understand what is said on that ground? So that is where we are going to come from. That is where we are going to come from. That's why we are going to a commercial break. Then from there, we'll start from there.
Who are we, you ask? The National Road Safety Council is a statutory body established in 1996 with a legal mandate to promote and manage road safety across Namibia. We believe every accident is preventable and every life is precious. Our mission is to make our roads, vehicles and users safer based on effective road safety management. So, join our unwavering vision and commitment to zero deaths and serious injuries. Visit www.nisc.org.na to learn more. Do the right thing and save lives.
Great news! Impact just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of IMBA? Get all exclusive features for just $36 Namibian a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything IMBA has to offer at an unbeatable price. IMBA, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who doesn't have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye. Great.
Yes, we are continuing with Airy Morning Scoop. We are with me, David Shombe. We are here until the hour 7:30. We are here until the hour 7:30. And today we are looking at the necessity of simplified policy directions. The necessity of simplified policy direction. What does that mean? What is the importance of simplifying or making difficult communications, difficult words, formal communications, understandable with an ordinary person, especially those words, those plans which have to do with development, from a speech of a politician, speech of private sector official, speech of an NGO official, to a plan, a drafted plan. How do we make these things, understandable? Or what is the importance of making this, communication understandable? Because what we have seen in Namibia is that we have a lot of people, we have a lot of officials who speak or who dwell into a very sophisticated English, very difficult English that they have learned from University of Liverpool, for example, Harvard University, Oxford University. But when it's coming to the gap that is there between him who is speaking, him who is delivering the plan, and an ordinary person, there's quite a huge gap. Have you ever asked yourself, why do you think people who attend, for example, even a state of a regional address, people just attend, they clap hands, when there is something to eat, they eat and they go home. But if you ask these people what was said there, they do not understand, and there is no relationship. Have you ever wondered, why do you think a lot of SMEs, or why do you think 60% of SMEs or small, medium enterprises, smaller businesses, they close down 3 months after registration? Why do you think it's like that? Why you have a credit scheme within the banking sector that can allow these SMEs to be able to a financial boost, or to be able also to expand themselves? Have you ever asked yourself why for the past 35 years we have been saying what we are saying, we have been talking about our plans, but little to few things that have been done? Have you ever asked yourself that, could it be because of communication? Could it be because of communication? Could it be because of, unsimplified policy directions? You know, you may have, just ask yourself this question. There are those people who are youth leaders, or some of them, they are calling themselves youth leaders or youth activists. But how many of them were able to read? We're able to read youth policy number 1 and 2. Youth policy number 1 and the revised youth policy number 1 and 2. How many of them were able to read that? And how many of them were able also to follow up on the institutions which were responsible to make sure that those policies were implemented? Could it be because of unsimplified documents? Could it be because of unsimplified documents? Because we can say whatever we can say, we can have technical experts from other countries, but if we do not understand what is being said, if we do not comprehend what is being communicated, then there is no way that we are going to develop this country. And that is where we need to come from. Because the last time I was speaking about Harambee, prosperity plan. And I ask people just deliberate questions to say, no, what is your understanding of Harambe prosperity plan? That is a notional document. People say, no, Harambe is food. It's put, no, we like it, Harambe is food, because our late Gingo brought us food and all those things. But these are people who are very, some of them, they went to school. Some of them, you can see that they can comprehend things, but who are you? Who are you blaming for not making these people understanding the very important documents? Because simplification can go straight to the language also. How many of corporate leaders, how many of corporate leaders who are not able to speak their vernacular language? How many of them? How can you relate to people if you cannot speak your vernacular language? Because I remember there were three CEOs that I was interviewing, then three of them, they just ran away and said, no, okay, now let's go to your vernacular language, because that's the language that you understand better, so you can simplify this to people. That's why today we are speaking about the importance of, or the necessity of simplified policy direction. Then, you look at a country like Tanzania. They use Swahili language, and under the late Magufuli, development was moving very fast, because he put plans in the language that people understand. He went on the ground and simplified to the people, and people were able to participate in the economic development and the structural development of infrastructure of Tanzania. They were able to do that because they understand into details what is the plan. They don't just hear it. They were able to touch it, and they were also able to participate it, to say, no, when you are participating in this activity, we are participating in this activity, we are implementing NDP 6, pillar number 3. That's why we are doing this job. We are implementing NDP 6, pillar number 1, and sub goal number 3. We are here adding value to our mineral resources. We are participating in NDP 6, and we are looking at that focus of resource beneficiation. That is where things are coming from. That is where things are coming from. When a business person is on the ground, he or she must be able to understand that, where is he standing in terms of government policy? Where is he standing in terms of Bank of Namibia policy, for example? Because at the end of the day, we'll find it so difficult to get where we want to get, because we are not able to communicate. Because I asked this question to say, no, that time when we were kids, you don't even need to ask where you are going. Parents just say, no, we are going. Don't know, we are going to town. You don't know whether you are going to Oshakati, you are going to Okahao, you are going to Ndangwa, you are going to Utapi. But just say, no, we are going. You are in a bus, but you don't really know where you are going, but you know we are going somewhere. But if you find yourself at a place where you did not plan to get, you don't have control, and you are a bit disorganized. So that's why when we are presenting this thing, it is for us to go and ask. And a lot of people don't even know that you can attend, for example, a state of a regional address where the governor is to give plan. Look at the background, look at the challenges and opportunities. You have a right to go there and ask, to say, no, I don't understand what you are saying. Can you try to simplify it for me? You have a right to go and ask that. You don't just get documents, you start clapping hands, then you sing political songs, which really will not take us forward, because we need to understand what people are saying. We need to understand where people are going. We need to understand where the region is going, so that when I understand where the region is going, I might be able to participate in that economic development. Because I gave an example of Tanzania. Then you can look at we have been comparing our country for a very long time with China. You can look at China. How do they communicate? How do they communicate? How do the Communist Party of China communicate to its people? They make sure that everybody understand the values, the pride of Chungu. They understand the value, the pride of the country, and when they are sent to other countries, they are standing on business. When they are implementing their project, they are standing on business. Somebody asked, there was somebody who asked to say, no, why do, because when you give a Namibian, there have been this debate in Namibia, especially in Namibian environment, especially in terms of those guys who do tendering. They say, no, if you give a Namibian a project, they start, the first thing they buy is a Land Cruiser V8 and also an OD, maybe RS8. Before they start completing that tender. Then by the time they are halfway of completing that tender, maybe of construction the road, then the money is finished. Then compare it to China. If you give a contract to a Chinese company, they finish their job. Even with their money, then you pay them. Now, what you need to understand is that in most cases, some of these businesses that you say are business, Chinese business, these are SOEs from China. And they are very clear about what are they going to do in other countries, how are they going to get that money, how are they going to build their country. What is very important in that regard is that the communication is very clear to say even when you are in other people's country, this is what you need to implement and this is what you need to bring home. From the onset, the communication is very clear. But in Namibia, we find people, they are watching TV. Yes, you can get those few simplified content. But you understand the overall picture of where the country is going. Because we may look like we are on the same page, but we are definitely not on the same page. We are not on the same page. If we are at the same page, we wouldn't speak about If we're on the same page, we wouldn't speak about the building of thousands of houses where NHC does not have money, even for operation, which was supposed to be the driver of Namibian housing. We wouldn't do that. And people are just able to say, no, we have a new administration. This is what is going to happen. But who is going to drive that development? How are you going to help your government? Because it's also not about expecting from the government. It's also about to say, no, you guys have said you are going to build us this number of houses. But your SOE, which is supposed to build us houses, is a bit struggling with finance. How can we help you? How can we come in? But if you are just saying, no, I'm waiting, things will not happen because you do not understand. Things will not happen because the communication is not clear. So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop with me, David Shombe. And today we are speaking about the importance or the necessity of simplified policy directions. What can we do better? And also how we can assist our government and private sector to connect with people on the ground. What is the better way of making people understand and also participate in national economic development? How private sector policies, private sector, plans are simplified to an ordinary person. And what is the necessity of that? So let's go to a commercial break. But you can still engage us. You can still engage us at 083-288-401 or 083-288-401. So we have around 29 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation. We are here until the hour of 7:30.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Ripura nengelo wapumbwa Eva tere ulikoni maondo tuto ingida ashike kapeno nweko tete opoye ekukulile. Oshafafa na nongeshefa ili mehola mo iho etike kovano ile koshiwana. Konongeshefa ya pumbo kukaraya kovano. Okupitira mo Eagle FM otuna evi tota njuka. Okukwetira oipindi konu kondado ili nawa. Nune uteo otukwetira o special ange tashake ngeshefa omarudi itayo loka. Opone ushendife nawa nukumona oijamo ili nawa. Ninge pata fanona Monica ko Eagle FM onora etatu imwe bali heali nola natu heali bali no heali. Ile kumberewa nora hetatu natu bali o hetatu watatu o mafelane Eagle FM VI.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the Eagle FM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the Eagle FM app to tune into live Eagle FM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. Eagle FM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
My friend, why do you seem so worried?
Ace, I'm planning an event for next weekend, eh? And I don't know how to best get people to hear about it.
Saima, don't worry about those small things. Contact Eagle FM today. Eagle FM has a dedicated team that can travel anywhere countrywide to broadcast live at any event, such as a promotion, organizational launch, anniversary, wedding, funeral, political or traditional and church events, and basically any event that you wish to broadcast on a national level. Call them now and talk to Monica at 081-270-3727 or the office number 083-288-400. Eagle FM, the I.
Yes, we are speaking about the importance of simplified policy directions in national development and also how they can assist citizens to comprehend and also participate in national economic development. Now, let us look at what Singapore has done. In development, China, Singapore, India, Brazil, Rwanda, and few other countries, even Iran, are some of the case studies in development studies. Are some of the case studies, particularly when it's coming to their strategies and plans on development. But Singapore, the country with a population below 6 million, the country which is, in terms of mineral deposit, is poorer than Namibia because it has no minerals, it depends on tourism, has managed to advance itself from colonialism, from exploitation. Then they stood among the best. It stood among the best where it has worked out its governance. Because the first priority that Singapore did was governance. Now, in terms of communication, when you go up to Singapore and try to understand how did the government make sure that whatever they plan is understood, there's what we call Singapore language planning, which is associated with planning. Is the approach of government to influence how people acquire language and also how the government communicate effectively to its people, because the country has a diverse population, and for the government of Singapore to make sure that whatever they communicate is understood, they develop a standard. They develop a standard policies to say, these people from this area, because when you look at the official composition of, ethnic composition of Singapore, you have around 77% of ethnic background of Chinese. Then you have around 13% of Malay, 7.9% of Indians, and 1.4% of, others. But what they did, what the government has done is that they came up with a language policy of standard which allow all these people to have a certain standard of receiving government communiques and participate in national development. Because that was number one. That was number one, especially when it's coming to, especially when it's coming to the development of Singapore, because when you come up with the standard, it's easier for people to, it's easier for people to understand you, and it's also easier for people to work with you. Now, I was speaking to an economist from Bank of Namibia yesterday, and if you listen to our interview, especially with business and economic segment, when I was speaking to Cecilia Nekwa, she's one of the principal economists at the Bank of Namibia, then we just sat with her, then we start speaking to say, no, look, you guys, you were one of the leading economists, or you are the leading economist at financial sector transformation strategy. But how do you think this strategy of yours, which is very beautiful, technical, having all the pillars, with all the strategic focus from financial inclusion, financial literacy, digitalization, cybersecurity, and everything, how do you think this plan of yours is going to be understood by an ordinary person? Because it's not only a plan of BON. They say, no, I think this is a work of a media, and the media must do it. I say, no, yes, we can do our part. But have you ever put effort to come to us so we can simplify documents for you? Because that is one thing that you can also do as an institution, to say, no, I have this plan of mine, and I want it to be understood by every Namibian. Yes, it's a job of a media to come and simplify to all Namibian citizens. But not everything can be simplified. Not all the documents can be simplified. But if you come and do business with us, that can be part of your strategy for people to know where you are going and what you are doing. Because they say, no, yeah, but I think that is very important. Things must be done in that way so that people of all corners of Namibia must understand, because there is always this thing of saying in economic development, there's always this thing of saying if somebody is speaking a better English, the person understood. But, you know, these institutions were never built by private school English, with much respect. It's not about how good you speak. It's not about how good you write. It's about, can you really do the job? So can you really do the job? That's why we are saying in this regard, when you talk about economic development, communication is one of the things. How do people relate with you? Because if you ask somebody from Germany or somebody from Britain to come and become a consultant, then has a little understanding of background knowledge of the diversity of people, you can have a very good plan, but you will not implement it, because this plan needs everybody. The plans need participants. Plans needs participants. So that's why this is a conversation that we need to expand. This is a conversation that we need to expand beyond, you know, boardroom presentations, beyond, you know, boardroom presentation, because citizens must understand. And I was reading some of the speeches, especially when governors give their state of regional address. Let's give an example for Commerce Region. Just ask how many of you were listening to the speech of Semcha Fishuna Nyoma, our governor of Commerce Region. How many of you were listening to that speech? When you were listening to that speech, how many of people in Commerce Region understand the direction of Commerce Region in terms of development? So, let's take the caller. Hello?
Yes, how are you?
Good, how are you, sir?
Good.
Mm.
It's regarding, you're discussing the whatever, early morning scope, eh?
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah. Okay, listen, I want to first spend a little bit in situation with the policies, maybe.
Yeah.
If how do we do it if we want to get out of poverty? Sometimes it's the policies we put in place.
Okay.
That, yes. You see, if you look at the policy,
yeah,
the Bank of Namibia,
mm,
and the banks,
mm,
they tell you when you want to buy anything, you have to buy 10%, 20%, 30%, those things. Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Then why can't they come up with a policy?
Mm.
Yes, we have to promote agriculture. It's not everything that should be bought by the government.
Mm.
There are people who want to buy agricultural equipment.
Mm.
You get what I mean?
Mm.
Agricultural equipment, you cannot classify it as a luxury.
Mm.
You can't compare a tractor to a Land Rover or Range Rover or any car.
Mm.
This person is not going to use it for whatever. He's going to produce it for, you are guaranteed this machine this is bought is for production.
Mm.
Food production. You get me?
Mm-hmm.
But why can't they come up with a policy of saying if any person in this country wants to acquire this type of equipment,
mm,
the government is giving a 10% discount.
Mm.
Eh?
Mm-hmm.
Secondly, no deposit must be, because if you look at it, for a person to afford the deposit of a certain amount,
mm,
of 800,000, 300, or 800,000 or 1 million,
mm,
it's not easy.
Mm-hmm.
So, give a deposit, a discount of 10%, plus say no deposit, but the person, as long as the person can afford to pay installment.
Mm-hmm. So, you
then you calculate it according to, yeah, okay?
Okay, cool. go on.
So you calculate it according to the terms. If it's 6 years, you say 6 years. If it's 8 years, you say, okay, 8 years.
The
person can afford to pay that. The way they have been paying their cars. Because people have paid their cars, they have afforded. But what do the car use? They contribute to transport, okay, fine, easy certain things. But also, you know, they become liabilities at one point or the other.
Mm-hmm. So you mean main equipments, especially those who guaranteed that they are going to be used, especially for food production, must be subsidized.
Food production, yes, subsidized.
Okay, so do not.
Whichever way you acquire it.
Okay, hello, yeah. Just stay on the line. Eh? We are going to commercial break. Stay on the line.
Okay.
Are you eligible to vote but not yet a registered voter? Your time is now. Electoral Commission of Namibia invites all qualified citizens to take part in the supplementary registration of voters, which takes place from the 4th until the 19th of August 2025. These include those who turned 18 years after the previous registration of voters, all eligible Namibian citizens who are not yet in possession of a valid voter's card, citizens who have changed residence from one constituency or local authority to a different constituency or local authority. Democracy is not a spectator sport, it's all about taking part. Get involved. Step up for your right. Register to vote.
Yes, let's continue.
Yeah. So you understand. So if they do that,
mm-hmm,
then you are trying to ease and promote. Is it the same thing they have done on housing?
Yeah.
But on housing they should go beyond that. I think we should remove the clause wherever says you need to have ownership of the land or whatever. We should look at the context of how we live in Africa, as an African country. If you go to the north,
Yeah.
or any place,
yeah,
who owns the land? It's your father.
Mm-hmm.
Is it? But yeah, you'll be given a portion,
yeah,
where you are going to build your house, your house.
Mm.
You know what I
mean? Yeah.
So if they want you to have a certificate, in whose name are you going to get that certificate?
No, I hear you. No, I want your perspective, né? Especially when it's coming to housing. You know, housing has been one of the main issue. But what do you think can be done to make sure that we solve that problem, especially when
it's a policy. We should just change it, because what is the purpose and primary objective of a pension fund or whatever you want to give the person is to prepare for their retirement home. Eh? As Africans, we don't prepare retirement homes. The problem where we're given the money to build, it's in a city, in a proclaimed area first. Then they come to an unproclaimed area, but then they also want certificates. But in a proclaimed area, as government, even the minister who is currently sitting there, she knows where she comes from. When she was a child, when whoever was a child, we lived in an area, a land, where that belonged to our parents. Then when you grow, they'll tell you, no, you can build here. You see?
Uh-huh.
You build there. You build there. Your father will try to tell you exactly how you're going to settle in that area.
Uh-huh.
That's really yes. Uh-huh. So if you have to be given an opportunity to borrow money from your pension to prepare for a retirement home.
Yeah.
Eh?
Yeah.
It should not be, the only thing they should make sure is the home built, yes or no.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Not in a procurement, because the, what they want is to balance and check to see if the person is building or is not building.
Okay.
Secondly,
okay.
Not only home loan,
yeah.
Not only, don't concentrate on housing only.
Mm.
Concentrate on housing and water.
Mm-hmm. Now, okay. No, I want you to give me your point, especially regarding to what we are discussing. Let's come back to
because it's about development. How do we get people out of poverty?
Yes. Let's come to the relationship between either Bank of Namibia, either Development Bank, either government itself, and also the people. Do people really understand the place that the government has, or there is a problem with communication? Especially because I'm asking this question, I was asking people in Katutura to say, how do you understand by the term, what is Harambee Prosperity Plan? People are telling me it's food. Do people now, as we are speaking, understand what NDP6 is, or there is a problem with communication?
No. People don't understand. And people have lost they don't have that willingness.
Mm-hmm.
But government should come up with programs.
Mm-hmm.
How do we develop?
Okay.
So include these things either in radio, in sports.
Mm-hmm.
When you are taking kids for sports, try to say this tournament we are doing is we are the best person who provided this tournament is for the best farmer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah? And then you come with these kids, then they'll see these farmers. These are the people supported us.
Mm-hmm.
Where did they get the money from? They got the money from farming.
So you also agree with me that this communication?
Yes, definitely. Communication is not there.
Mm-hmm.
The moment you start communicating to people start listening. Look at this way. Let's be honest. If you look at the previous governments that have been in place and the current government, the AFP administration, where do you think people have got more interest? The current one, why? At least there was some communication, some sort of communication, which people now can see.
Mm.
Now they can relate. You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now they are also listening.
Mm.
You see? The same thing happened. Look at it in South Africa before EFF.
Mm-hmm.
People were not interested in parliament.
Mm-hmm.
But when EFF came into play,
it's
the whole Africa. Kids now, they are more interested in politics. Why? There was a communication so they could relate.
It's true.
I hear you.
Yes.
Okay. So you should come up with programs where people are more interested in the way they can relate. Let's say soccer. You go take soccer into Katutura. Then you name it another, let's say, give it a name of whatever you have in NDP6.
Yeah.
Is it? That communication, you are just trying to communicate to people that they should be aware of this is the program we are running.
Yeah.
Yes.
But can we also maybe involve in other languages also, because we just speak our difficult political English, then you go home.
No, definitely.
Yeah.
It's translated, but also, when you are saying people must read, people don't read frequently.
Mm-hmm.
That's why when you come up with programs, look at what people likes most. So try to put this melody and these things in the phones.
Mm-hmm.
Put a cell phone melody.
Mm-hmm.
Because people now, the message will be clicking.
So development must also go on TikTok, so young people must be attracted.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
And the cells are put it there.
Uh-huh.
So people start relating.
Mm-hmm.
Then they start understanding that, no, you should eat what you produce.
Okay.
You get what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Eat what you produce. Don't eat what other person produce for you, because they might put poison in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's because maybe that, I think that is true. You get what I mean? But if I don't do my own work, remember what the, our parents used to teach us before. You agree with me in the, those who were born in my time.
what is your time?
in the olden days, before, during colonial times.
Okay.
Your parents will tell you this,
Yeah.
When you are walking with your parents, you are traveling to go visit another, and maybe your uncle or whatever.
Yeah.
Or the lady, they will tell you, you know, we are the rule. You don't eat other people's food. Without an approval of your parents.
Yeah, yeah.
So you go, you get to this village, then they'll provide food.
Yeah.
They'll ask you, ah, can you come and eat? You won't go. Until your parent, the parent, or the person you're working with, does the approval. They'll ask you, can you come and eat? No, I'm fine. Then your parents will come, no, just go eat. Then you, the person who said, I'm fine, goes and eat, because the approval is given. Right? We were told, don't eat other people's food, because you don't know, they might poison you.
Yeah.
And we took it that way. So any food you wanted to eat, you had to make sure it's your own food. And in the olden days, even colonialism was the time of colonialism. People produced their own food. And that's why you have seen that most of the people, the parents took care of their own children with the little meager things they used to make. Mango or cassava or whatever.
Yeah.
Fat cakes, they sold and they send their children to school. Today, those kids, it's us who are in university, who are now working good jobs. But now we forgot. You get what I mean? How did we learn? How did our parents transmit the information? Imagine there was no internet by that time.
Yeah.
But messages was moving, eh? It was common.
Yeah. now, I want you to, before I let you go, I want you to just your advice. What other thing can we do to make sure that, because we are still at communication, and because development, we need everybody on board.
Yes.
How do we bring, because we are even scared of coming closer. Do you know that people are even scared of coming closer to State House, not knowing that this is the house for everybody? How do we bring these people closer to each other?
Not only everybody, even me.
Yeah.
You see, the point is, the moment you see State House, you see guns.
But that was supposed
to be the police officer who beat you up.
No, but it wasn't supposed to be like that. But the problem is a communication to say, no, that is not your house. Yeah.
No, people, see, it's the way.
It's a public office.
We don't know.
Yeah,
and that's why, you see, someone will scare you with a police officer. But not knowing that the officer is the one who is going to protect you.
I want your advice,
the only thing we need to do,
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Put it in some melody of the phone, and then try to make your communication network cheaper, data cheaper, so that any person, when you purchase a credit, instead of receiving credit, to receive not only the message, because people don't like reading.
Yeah.
Even it Oshiwambo or whatever, put it in different languages.
When
you receive the message of your data, it comes with the, you know, there's something they say when you make a missed call. Please, did you know what it was? But then just say it in a language. Is it?
Yeah.
Promote agriculture, let's eat what we produce.
Yes.
You buy one maybe at a time, then it comes with a message, the melody, says it. In your local language or in English, which says mineral beneficiation. Then people say, what does this mean?
Okay. Okay, let's give an opportunity to others. Thank you very much.
Yes. No, definitely. But especially in the thing of housing, let's give housing with water. So, allow people to borrow money also to make boreholes, because you cannot just give. That means then, if they've got water, they can also produce food. And you should, at one point, it should become mandatory that every Namibian must have a garden at the backyard, whether in the village. And if you are not found, you'll be fined.
No. That is a good point. You are not only going to be fined. You are just not going to be given this food assistant thing.
Yes. The same way they have done it, look what they have done. They said they are no longer going to give handouts. The Chinese way, teach a man how to catch a fish, don't give a man a fish.
Look,
because if you give him a fish, you continue feeding him for the rest of his life.
Look, ne? I want to invite you one day in the studio. How can I communicate with you? No, even a telephonic interview, because you know we have this conversation, we are a conversation, we have economic conversation, program, but that is what one of the things I'm looking into also.
Okay, no, my number is 085.
Just hold on. Yes.
085.
Yeah.
430.
430. Huh.
Oh, sorry. 0851. Sorry. 0851.
Yeah.
430.
Hmm.
484.
Okay. Name.
James.
Oh, okay, James. Okay, I'll call.
I always say. James, you know, it's his live name, but yeah, don't
understand that. No, we know.
It was given to us. No, why I'm saying so,
It
has got a meaning. That's why you see. White people don't give themselves our names, but they force us to get their names. But not the problem. That's how we should maybe get development.
Okay.
Because you see, I still believe Africa was supposed to be developed a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But it was designed that it should fail, because mm-hmm. we were looked at as consumers only. That's why they told us that you cannot plow, you cannot do it. We have the people with the best land. We God have provided us with everything.
No,
I always look at the olden days. Look how people lived. Before. Who gave them food? They produced their own food.
And the question is also that who was producing food for, when you go to Brazil, even who was, you know that, what a city like Manchester City was built by us Africans.
Yes.
And when you go to London, London Bridge, those were built by us black people, slaves. Yeah, and you look at those plantations.
Something people will tell you today about Joburg or other countries, Lusaka, Zimbabwe, Harare. The Malawians are the best carpenters.
No,
they are the people who do those things.
Those plantations, they were at the backs of our ancestors.
Our ancestors.
Yeah. So, but thank you for now. Thank you, Ne. I'll communicate to you.
I'll appreciate it.
All right. Thank you very much, James. Thank you very much, James. And one of the things that he mentioned is that let us make communication also fashionable, because you know when the world is changing, an elder may say, "No, these young people for today, they are not going anywhere. The world is ended with us. We are the only people." But look at what is with time. If you look at TikTok, for example, it may look like a fun platform. If you look at Instagram, look at Facebook, they say make development so, fashionable, so that they can, development can attract people. So a lot of young people are on TikTok now. How do you make the communication so short, understandable, and fun? So that at least those who spend their time on TikTok, they can comprehend, because you just need to grab them. You just need to grab them. That's why we are saying communication is a very important thing, and communication to understand and also to attract people. Because if you look at US politics, if you look at US politics, the way they communicate, if they have public events, the way they communicate, if they have public events, they don't do what we do. And there's something that we used to joke with my colleague Dwight, especially when it's coming to, there's too much respect, too much protocols in Africa. Then we waste time for real things. Because imagine you are attending a state ceremony. Then there is an acknowledgement of everybody. There is, you have a president, is a very important person in the country. You have a president, we have a first gentleman, we have a prime minister, we have a deputy prime minister, you have a speaker of parliament, deputy speaker, national council, traditional leaders, all the important people. Yes, establish protocols. then everybody acknowledges the protocol because we know already everyone who is there. Look at what they say. I want you to go and look at what they look at the speech of God. Look at the speech of Obama. Look at the speech of Trump, U.S. President, and many other countries. What do? Then even the PA, because there is this thing we are making jokes to say. No, even in Namibia, if you call somebody a PA, say no, I'm a PA, but not just a PA. I'm a PA to the minister for what? Everybody want to be respected. Everyone want a convoy. Everybody want. But in terms of communication, by the time because you understand that the concentration of a human being, I think is. If you don't grab the attention of a human being the first 5 minutes, you lose that person in terms of grasping what you are going to say or what you are saying. That's why we are saying in terms of simplification of communication and also connecting to people, like what was said, to say, okay, let's talk to TikToks. Let's see melodies and find attractive ways of communicating to people. Short and understandable speeches. To say, no, simplify, what is NDP 6 in 10 minutes? What are the priority areas? How can young people participate? But if you come to me, you talk to me for 2 hours, how can I concentrate? If I have other problems, I have to look for where I'm going to eat, where I'm going to get my food for the next 5 days. Yes, the document is good, but can you simplify that? Can you tell that to a layman? Because people say, no, apparently this NDP people, some people are thinking there is a new car. You think we are not on the same page. That's why we are saying, let us communicate effectively. Let us simplify things to those who understand it. And let us get citizen participation in national development. That is the only way. Especially finance. Come and talk to us. Let's talk business. Then we simplify things for you. Because we can't do everything. You have a report from NAMFISA. It's a very good report. To say no, around, let me say by the end of 2020, what was stated by the end of 2024, Namibians owe 8.1 billion to cash loans. Communicate that. What does it mean? What does it mean? Communicate it to people. What does it mean? And what is the difference between financial access and financial literacy? Because if we don't do that, there is something that we are going to regret again. To say, no, we have been doing this, but things are not. People do not understand. People don't even know that up to now, SMEs can go to the commercial bank. Then you can get loan without any collateral. They don't know about new policies which are placed. If you ask 80% or maybe 90%, you don't know about that. Information are not communicated. That's why we used to make jokes with my friend, you know, when we just see, like in Namibia, you just see, you are all young people, but you just see somebody is representing you in UK. Apparently this person is representing young people. But a person has access to information, but that information was not communicated effectively. He may be the lucky one, but he's not the best person to represent Namibians. You're just in Namibia here, but you hear somebody is in Brazil representing all the young people in Namibia. But were this communication really given equally to everybody? So that's why we are saying, let us try to simplify communication. Let us try to grab attentions of our citizens. I was feeling pity when disappointed actually when our leaders, they stand up, they speak, then everybody clap hands, then they sing national songs, and they sing also political party song, then the minister go home, then this individual, they go back to their kambashus and say, no, we were the minister. What did the minister say? I know it's only about development. What did the minister say? What did you get the new there? People, we did not get it. We did not get it. So that's why we are always indicating to you to say, even young people who understand things, it's always very important to try and simplify to trying to simplify to our elders or those who are finding it very difficult. Just a basic explanation to grandmother to say, grandmother, do you know what is cybersecurity? I put it in my own way to say, this is where the world is going now. This is how people are getting or losing money. This is how you can protect yourself. This is how you can navigate this. There's a new way of saving. This is how you do it. Because development without communication is not going to happen because we are saying we are in desperate need to change. We're in desperate need to change because if Bank of Namibia is telling you to say their strategy is saying by 2035, 70% of SMEs can have access to financial services, to former financial services. What does this mean? It means that by 2035, the target is say by 2035, if you are selling Kapana, by 2035, that is the plan what's on the table. If you are selling Kapana by 2035, you have a right to go to the, to Bank Windhoek, to First National Bank, to Nedbank, go to SME department, then you can get the loan to get your stock. Now, that is a target. You, as a business person now, how can you build this communication with those who are saying that? What are some of the avenues that you can use? Because that is communication. You only find that this can only happen if we are all on the same page. How many people understand this? How many people understand that? So, dear listeners, you are listening to Early Morning Scoop. And yeah, just for today, we'll go until 8 o'clock. Let's go to a commercial break, then we can come back.
Get social with us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Our handle is EagleFM Namibia.
No matter where you are, if you have a mobile device, you can tune into Namibia's number one talk radio station by downloading the EagleFM app on the Google Play Store or on the Apple App Store. Download the EagleFM app to tune into live EagleFM programming or to listen to podcasts of previous broadcasts. EagleFM, Namibia's number one talk radio station.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Want to know about Namibia's latest business and economic news? Then look no further than the Villager newspaper. The Villager is an e-paper that is published every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for free, directly to your phone or computer. To become a subscriber, simply send a WhatsApp message with your number and email address to 081-200-4144. Be sure to save the phone number as a contact. The Villager, wherever you are.
Great news! Imba just got even better. We have added brand new features to make your experience smoother, faster, and more powerful than ever before. Ready to unlock the full potential of Imba? Get all exclusive features for just 36 Namibian dollars a month, or save even more with our special subscription plans. 5% discount for 3 months subscription, 10% discount for 6 months subscription, and 25% discount for 12 months subscription. Choose the plan that works best for you and start enjoying everything Imba has to offer at an unbeatable price. Imba, where the world congregates. Download it and subscribe today.
Eagle FM.
Yes, dear listeners, we have around 18 minutes. We'll just go until the hour of 8. For now, And let us look at what we spoke about today. And from there, give the mic to Michael Choveri to unpack the day. So you can still engage us at 083-288-401. We are talking about the importance of simplification of policy direction, simplification of government documents, and how can we bring citizens on board. How can we build, how can we bring citizen of bonds, especially when it's coming to, how can we bring citizen of board, especially when it's coming to national development priorities. And one of the things that we spoke about is, the importance of simplifying documents, the importance of bringing citizen on board. We are looking at, countries like Singapore. What they do is that they brought up, a standard of communication. Because of their diversity of language, and also attract people to participate in the economy. What James have said is that, he spoke a bit on human capital, because people are saying, no, African, we cannot do anything. But if you go to London, for example, look at, London Bridge, go to Brazil, look at those plantations. Go to Manchester City, go to Swansea City, ask yourself who was in charge of building those structures, those are Namibians, and also other Africans, because human capital we have, but the colonial administration, what they did is that they were good at also communicating. They know exactly what they expect from their cheap labors and what they expect from their bosses. That's why they were managed to do that with their cheap labors. But in the situation that we are in now, because communication, look at communication this way. You have everything that you need to develop, but you just missed the link. You have educated people who are in the field. We have unemployed educated people, unemployed civil engineer, unemployed vocational training graduates, unemployed agriculture scientists, unemployed educators, and unemployed mechanics. Then on top of that, you have money in Development Bank of Namibia, which is there to assist those who need assistance, especially the young people. Then what is the missing link there is only communication. How were these requirements communicated? How were they communicated? Because you have everything that you have on the table, but instead of us young people organizing ourselves and say, no, me, I did vocational training, I am an artisan, we are three artisans, then there's somebody who did CA accounting, let's start a business, you manage money, me, I go on site, you are good at marketing, then the whole company is already set, maybe the bigger corporations are already set, but the problem, we do not have that communication. You have institutions which are funding. You have educated people with different fields. Then Then you have also a government on the other side. Then you have environment that is also there. But you do not have. We don't have communication. We don't have that link. That's why we continue to suffer. That's why we are saying, let's those developmental institutions simplify what they communicate. You cannot come and speak about opportunities at the bank, but you are speaking about the English that you speak is the English that you speak in the boardroom. How should I understand that if I'm just in the location, maybe without understanding what the corporate English is? So that's why it's not. That's why it's not practically possible to reach our goal. And remember this. Where we are as a country, Amoris are emphasizing on this to say, it's not a good thing or it's not where we are as a country right now, where we are as a country right now in terms of our rankings, in terms of our economic ranking, where we are now as a country. It's not something to celebrate. Because looking at what's happening around, because if we are not moving fast, we will continue to be the highest unequal country in the world. Our unemployment will continue to go up, and we'll continue to move, to shoot in all directions. Because if we don't have that communication, because remember, you have African development plans, African Agenda 2063, you have African Continental Free Trade Area, then you have studies by African peer review mechanisms and recommendations. Then if the citizens themselves do not understand these things, you can't do it as a government alone. If the government also itself do not understand these things, you can't do it alone. If academia do not understand this thing, you can't do it alone. I always like giving example of what happened between University of Namibia and I know I studied there, and I respect my institution very well. But what happened is that the Vice Chancellor was very clear about the university position, especially when it's coming to curriculum reform. Then you have the previous Ministry of Basic Education, which is indicating to say, no, let us revise our curriculum. Imagine you have all the stakeholders. These are educated people. These are people who are in education field. Let us revise all the curriculum. Let's bring about A-levels and grade 11. But if you are not able to do it to the A-levels, you can also go to university. Then after everything is implemented, the University of Namibia say, no, that is not going to happen. Not when I'm here. Then you're asking yourself, what is going on between these stakeholders in education? Higher education, basic education, who approve these things? Is it lack of communication, or it was a deliberate reason? So that's why it's always very good to make sure that you leave a person satisfied in terms of have you delivered the message or you just spoke? So we have around 10 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation, before we give the mic to Michael Choveri. And you can still engage us in the studio. You can still engage us in the studio at 083-288-401, 083-288-401. And while we have around 10 minutes, I want to give you a homework. I want to give you a homework, especially those who are on the radio, and also those who with a bit of understanding, or maybe a background, or maybe you went to university, or you are just a reader. I want to give you a homework. Go to DBN, Development Bank of Namibia. Go to their website. Look for latest documents which they released, especially related to SMEs. Just take that. You can download it. Read that document. Try to understand it. Maybe simplify it to two people. Even if you don't understand it very well, just to two people, then you see what impact you are going to make. Because from that person, we'll be able also to have questions. Then you can go to Bank of Namibia. You download Financial Sector Transformation Strategy of 2025 to 2035. Just download that. Then you can, if you are in Windhoek, you can go to City of Windhoek, go and ask them. There's a section of youth and economic development. Go and ask them, where is City of Windhoek youth policy? What is your plan on that? And also ask them about, what budget do they have for youth development? What budget do they have for youth development, and how do they, just ask those questions. Then you see what will happen. You can even go to Commerce Regional Council. Then you ask for the governor's speech of the State of Regional Address. What is the direct? What did he speak about when it's coming to development? What did he speak about when it's coming to housing? How are those things going to be done? You are just asking for information. It's nothing political. It's nothing to criticize. You ask for information. Then you can also be able to understand, to say, it could be that these people are on the right directions, it's only me who don't understand it. Or it means that, or it means these people do not understand me, or they don't understand what is going on. Or where can we meet? Go and ask, go to your constituency councillor, ask what plan do you have for this year? What is in the plan? Or what is your report for the past 4 years? You know, it could be that these people were working. There is a report there. Maybe they were working, but we were not seeing them. Because if in 2012 we spoke about housing, in 2017 we spoke about housing, in 2019 we spoke about housing, in 2024 we spoke about housing, but the situation is where it is today. What could be the problem? Could it be because of communication? Could it be because we misunderstood each other? Could it be because we start clapping hands before we understand what was going on? So, dear listeners, we have around 5 minutes. We have around 5 minutes before we come to. Before we come to the end of our conversation, we have around 5 minutes before we come to the end of our conversation, and it's a matter of us to make a critical self-assessment. It's a matter of us to make a critical self-assessment, and because one thing that we need to understand, we may think institutions are institutions because they are institutions because of their building and structures. But institution is like the state. You can't have a state without people. That's why it has to start with us. Make yourself, how am I in terms of delivering what need to be delivered? How am I with understanding written documents? How am I with understanding policies? And how do I communicate with this to other stakeholders? Could it be that I communicate unverified or half information? Could it be that there's something that I need to do better? Or could it be that I focus on information which are not relevant? Because development without information is not development at all. That's why you find, because if you read, for example, African governance report of 2025, which looking at management of natural resources in Africa, then you'll be able to realize that everything that we complain about is there. Everything that we complain about in Namibia is there. Everything about natural resources is written there. Then there are recommendations. There are around 30 recommendations in that document. 30 recommendations. How do you deal with your natural resources? How do you deal with your SOEs? How do you deal with policy and communication? How do you deal with renegotiations of your trade deals? It's communication. Because if you want to go back, especially to owning of natural resources, How on earth somebody from outside can own 100% of your mine in your own country? How on earth that happened? How on earth a state, a government has less stakes in the natural resources of that country than one business person in the same natural resources? How can that be possible? Because a government was supposed to exercise the power of the state on behalf of the people. Then you negotiate on behalf of the people. Then how on earth you... Imagine it's like you are in your own house, but somebody is sitting at your chair and you are treated as not even a guest, somebody who just came in. Because a guest has some level of appreciation and respect, but just somebody who came in. You are a slave in your own country. So, dear listeners, let us try to make a critical self-assessment. let us try to rework on our simplification. And as I indicated earlier, I think it's also time for us, either young people or our government or policymakers, to look at issues of relevance and issues of agency. Protocols are needed with respect and keeping state standard, but protocols are needed to put the country in order. But too much on following what is on the book, which we have been doing for the past 35 years, will not assist us anyway. Because we spent a lot of time recognizing everybody. By the time we come to the main point, we may even end up missing the point. Then we don't get it. Because even the PA want to be recognized. Even the PA's driver want respect. By the time you come to the main issue. So it's up to us to go and simplify those documents. It's up to us to go and simplify those documents and also see what we can do in order to make sure that we develop our country, and it's also in order to make sure that we move forward. And yeah, for those of you who are waiting for unpacking the day, just stay tuned, and we are very sorry for that, but we are moving at the same direction. We are all economic development conversation. We are moving in the same direction. However, in a few seconds, I'll leave you in the good hands of Michael Shoveri with Unpacking the Day. And from me, David Shombe, bye-bye for now. Bye-bye for now. And see you next time.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of failure.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You're the only person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be